Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too.
When did you have your last bad day? Bad days are those terrible days that none of us want in our lives, but we still have them. And a lot of times we actually create them. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui. You are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Today, I'm going to be in conversation with Robert A. Wilson, who is the author of the book, My Wisdom Breathes. Robert says that this book will lift you out of a bad day, energizing your thrill will to enjoy your day. I have listened to this audiobook and I can tell you that this is 100% true. Robert has been on this podcast twice before, and every time I meet him, it's such a refreshing experience and fabulous knowledge that he shares with us. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to welcome you on the show once again.
Well, it's my honor and privilege to be here. You're a great host. You ask great questions, and you expand people into a better place.
Thank you very much, Robert, for being such kind to my work. Robert, what's a bad day? What makes a day a bad day? Let me rephrase that way.
Okay, what makes a bad day is your thinking and knowing and your from yesterday, and your thoughts are coming from an image and in the words of the past from the subconscious mind. Which your subconscious mind is like hand-me-down clothes. It's from your parents to you, their parents. It goes back, and it goes back genealogically and chronically. So when you're having a bad day, you're going into yesterday's thinking and knowing. And here's a little saying I use. The only one that can ruin my day is me. And I took the right away from me. But a bad day is an awakening. It's showing you where something in your life to leave and something to enter. And the thing about a bad day, and you're thinking about something that happened yesterday or before, this is something I expanded into. Now is forever. The past, present, and future is right here.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere else. It's in front of you. So when you're having a bad day, the first thing you want to do is, why is this occurring for me to expand me to show me a better way? Yeah. And that's a key word. Show me a better way. Not know a better way. Show me a better way. And something, I'm going to share this with you. All your thoughts, all your thinking, knowing is an energy.
Yeah.
But if you be in the flow of energy and listening for the clarity of your dream to comprehend your life, you never can go into a bad day because you're looking, you're feeling and looking forward. Because life is images and words.
Right.
If you're listening and witnessing the image and words of your daily life, and speaking from inspiration and your outcomes, your bad days go away.
Right. I agree with that, Robert. And for the layman, for the people who are working in this corporate world, who are a little unaware about, you know, these concepts where we talk about spirituality and awakening, stuff like that. So how this comes up for them is a bad day when they are feeling a little lost, when they are feeling a little, you know, off track, and some negative emotions that they are experiencing. So this is how it shows up for them, right? And at work, it's like lots of time, like something happens when, you know, we were expecting something else. So it can be, you know, we have some expectations from our boss or from our colleagues or from our job, and it's not happening. That's why we are, you know, feeling that badness in our day. So I understand that. I truly agree with that, that there's nothing bad about that. But then that feeling actually is telling us something. You know, this is giving us some information, as you rightly said. So what would you like to say to the people who don't understand this stuff in this deeper sense?
First of all, you want to step away from everything you learned in school.
Yeah.
Because we learned if something bad we did. And you want to step out of all of education. And that's something I did. I stepped away from self-help, personal growth, and self-improvement because it always tells you you have something wrong with you. when you're having a bad day and emotions are acting up and everything, you're having, you're going through raw wisdom. Confusion, unsettling emotions and that, that's raw wisdom, understanding, and clarity with an insight hiding in there that you got to query. And the worst, the probably one of the most unsavory things you can do is ask a friend what's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're in the same boat as you. The one that understands how to get out of it is you. Yeah. And you ask questions. Why is this occurring for me? What memories are controlling me? See, we've been taught to be controlled. You got to throw the hidden remote control of your life away and allow yourself to understand there's going to be ups and downs. But when you're going through an unsavory day, your body and emotions and feelings have as much memory as the mind.
Correct. I totally agree with that.
And the thing you want to do is make yourself laugh.
Yeah.
Entertain your brain to open up a higher communicative energy between you and the subconscious scenery.
Yeah.
Don't have a subconscious mind, have a subconscious scenery, and then and energize your emotions, because this is occurring for you have an awakening. The darker the day, the brighter the awakening.
Beautiful.
And see, the thing about life is, you know, all the negativity in the world that we hear is man-made.
We create that, for sure.
But the negativity and all the unsavory stuff in the world is actually the universe and the spirit, whatever, is inviting us to expand out of yesterday. Because history repeats itself, because the subconscious mind is locked and blocked in prehistoric, all the way back to prehistoric times. We've never ever experienced peace, but we understand war, pillage, plunder, and negativity. So it's up to the individual to discover a way out of that. And I have the way I discovered for myself. I call it the liminal lingo. It's about, for me, it's expand, energize, enterprise, experience, and a set of expectations and acceptance, use appreciation. Because that gives you the value of the situation. It's like your house. It goes up in value. The more you appreciate yourself, the more you expand. And also, when that unsavory event's happening, that shows you you're successful.
Right. Robert, I have a question here that we have learned. We are now the experts to criticize ourselves, right? We are our own biggest critic. So how is it possible for us to start appreciating ourselves in, you know, in the easier ways? Because first of all, I think we have discussed it before, even in previous shows also, that people are not aware, right? They are not paying attention to their feelings, their emotions. They're just living an autopilot life. So now, first thing is awareness, right? So what is the easiest way for them to acknowledge that they are going through some bad, you know, emotions? Of course, they feel that, but they are somewhere lost. They are not able to understand it clearly that, you know, what's happening. So what would you like to say about that, Robert?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
How was your parents? What was the, from womb to 3 to 5, you everything your parents said around you, is in your subconscious.
Yeah.
So be willing to admit that you encompass the ridicule and the criticizing, but it, it began somewhere else. And a lot of people carry, you know, like in school, like me, I was never the sharpest tack. And so you're always compared to the other kids. You carry all that emotional baggage.
Yeah.
And when the teacher or your parents said you were, you lacked the knowledge or you did this or you did that, well, that's a subconscious mind representation today. So you got to admit it's in there and get rid of it. You can do it through writing. You know, take a page. One thing about if you're going to write negative stuff and to get rid of it, go to a park, go to someplace with flowing water. Never write the negative in your house.
Yeah.
Never write what you want to. Go to a park. And as you're leaving the park, start ripping that paper up. And as you walk by a trash can, you throw it in there. Mm-hmm. And you just keep walking. You leave it in the park. This is something I've done. But we have been taught if something's going bad, we did something wrong. Actually, if you got something going haywire or unsafe, that means you're on the path of enlightenment.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk the path of enlightenment rather than look for answers and solutions. You'll open up and stroll onto your trails of triumph because you stop getting into that thinking memory mind, and that's where your own criticism is. And if somebody in the outer world is criticizing you and ridiculing, say thank you because they're jealous.
Hmm. Yeah.
But the criticism, you know, just place a new verbiage in there. Like wake up in the morning. For me, I wake up in the morning. First thing I say is I'm astonishing, dynamic, and accomplished. Just make it your own. Yeah. That's the thing about, I call it sovereign expansion. Sovereign expansion is your individual unique talents rising to the top, showing your trend-setting optimism, propelling you through life. We have been taught through the school system, through college education, all the education, we have something wrong with us and somebody knows better for us.
Correct.
The only one that understands you is you. And there's a unique mystique within you. The world is begging and asking for to you unleash your unique wisdom, talents, and insight to expand the world out of all the stuff that's going on. We are the innovators of the world.
People. Yes, right. You very rightly said that. Actually, we are living in the culture of comparison, right? Everybody is either better or worse than us, right? So yeah. It's like we have learned that behavior, and now it's just a matter of acknowledging it first, right? First of all, acknowledging yeah. that this is happening and be kind to ourselves, right? We don't really need to compare ourselves with other people. They have their own unique journeys, and it doesn't have to be similar, you know, with anybody else. So it's very important to first acknowledge it and then, you know, be kind enough to our own self.
When it comes to looking for a job, most people get it wrong. They would keep on using their one and only resume to apply for any and every open job position in their industry without getting clear on what's right for them. They would avoid correct and targeted networking and stay dependent on job sites. And the truth is that over 70% of jobs are never posted on job boards or job websites. Plus the wrong and scarcity mindset and lack of self-belief, and this is huge. But unfortunately, most job seekers don't deal with this. And no wonder that they keep on struggling with their job hunt, and most of them will make a compromise by accepting just any random job because they want money to pay the bills, which is a valid reason. If that's you, come join me on my job search coaching program where I guide you through with the right strategy, your mindset upgrade, which is about 80% in all my programs, and taking inspired and focused consistent action. You may book a free strategy call with me. Find the link on the episode page.
You know, something I really expand into, Hina, I quit telling people what to do, being told what to do. And when somebody says, I want you to, I go the other way.
Yeah.
But you stop telling the world and stop being told what to do. And you write your books. I write mine unpunctuated on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't really understand that until right now. An unpunctuated book like mine, or just wrote in rhymes and open-ended kind of hypnotic NLP, you discover yourself. But a book with punctuation has subconscious representation. You're trying to learn. Your mind's busy trying to learn what the author wants you to know. And whenever you read a punctuated book, you're not only reading their knowledge, you're reading their limitation, their viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs. That's the biggest thing we have to expand out of in our lives is our own viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs. You got to get into the flow of energy.
That's
kind of like life sets here just like this. And something I'll share with you, it's a neat little trick. This is where you're at in life, right here. This is where you want to go. You can never think and know your way across there. If you think and know, it's like this. But this here is everything that has to be dissolved and released and discharged along with your imagination, inspiration. And see, this is the thing. Your imagination, inspiration, intuition, and your unique talents are unique to you. And there's no book in the world going to show you that. That's a discovered thing. And that's something I really want to express to people. Be willing to be defiantly different to show the world you love them enough to show them a better way.
I also think, Robert, that to be able to reach, you know, to the point where you and I right now are, it's about, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of different, different approach to life. Now, the thing is that the people who are most of the times, they don't understand this stuff in the deeper sense. So for them, it's very important to just witness the journey, right? To accept the journey. It first starts with acceptance. So first, whatever good or bad is going on, accept that the way it is. And then from that place, a change happens. As you and I were talking before, we started recording the show. It's like we create from the place of zero. And as you very rightly say, that subconscious mind, the society, things like whatever is stuffed into our subconscious mind by the society, by our family, friends, and, peer pressure. This is something which is so much holding us back. And we really need to understand this stuff, accept ourselves the way we are without judging us, without thinking that this is good or this is bad, without labeling that as good and bad. And from there, the change happens.
I'm going to share this. I expanded to this. Everybody blames the outside world.
The outside world
is innocent.
Correct.
Your subconscious mind is the one that beats you and berates you and ridicules you and criticizes you. So if you can take the word mind and mindset out of your life, and use the word scenario or scenery, it quiets it down. It's like I'm in the flow. I am flowing energy, listening for the words and images of my dreams. And everything that's occurring in front of you is to feed you the past.
Yeah.
And the past is now. And you're going to expand out of the past in your present moment events. The key to moving forward is listening.
Yes.
Quit trying to think and know and listen for the liberating internal savvy, trend-setting, emancipating nerve to walk away from where you're at. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's walking away from yesterday to stroll on to your paths of enlightenment. And you always want to stroll, so it gives you a little pizzazz and you can dance with it.
Yeah.
And you always want to be on the path of enlightenment, listening for the words and images that expand your dreams. And expand is X-P-A-N-D. I've gotten rid of every word in my life that I used before last year. You want to make I call it a liminal hymn. It's like my spine tingling energy energizes my calm communication within me. And I make my words. If I don't have a word I like, I'll make one.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about life. Just because the dictionary is this and a book says this, but your intuition and your imagination show you this, take the imagination, because that is your natural energy showing you a better way. And that's the thing about imagination, inspiration, intuition, and your talents. That is a native energy. That's an indigenous energy inside you. And it will never fit into society's cloned ways.
I
don't mean to be rude, but you just got to be honest about it. You rise above the education system, society, and everything you always done, and realize the manipulation that you've went through, and you unmanipulate your life, you're going to live internally free every day.
This is about trusting ourselves a little more than we usually do. We trust everybody else. We believe that everybody else is correct in their judgments, in their in their attitudes, and in their thoughts and processes. But we hardly trust ourselves. We always question our own voice, and we don't slow down, right? So we're just rushing through. We are just taking that pace, which is so fast, and we are not slowing down. And that's the reason we are not listening.
That's right, because we trusted our parents first. Yeah. We've always learned to believe and trust the outside world. It's when you have, I call it the FOFT attitude. It's F off, F that attitude. And stop setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Because boundaries are new fears and new limitations in the subconscious. The thing you want to open up to is you're apprehensive about what's going on. Not fear, but apprehensive. Why am I apprehensive about this? And then why is this occurring for me to expand me? Then the last question is, where's the wisdom? Never the knowledge, never the knowing, but where's the wisdom? Because wisdom is the experience. Knowledge is in a box.
Correct.
And a lot of people in the self-help, personal growth, they're in the box of what somebody else says.
Right.
This is about liberation, you liberating you from you.
Yeah.
Your opinions and beliefs to be the trendsetter of your life.
Right. And I remember we did a show on this, liberating yourself from your own self. I'm going to include the link in the show notes section so that listeners can go listen to that show too.
But that's a key word. You liberate yourself. You stop healing the past, liberate the now. And then you energize and expand, energize and enterprise your dreams with a now I won with fun.
And also when we are, let's just go back to the question that we were, talking about the bad days. So when we are having a bad day, so different things work for different people, right? So for some, it's something different because we all are unique and we all have our own unique needs.
That is the wisest thing I've heard. All the books, all the stuff we said on the show means nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
Discover your pathway out.
Yes.
Don't look for answers. Don't look for solutions because they're temporary and they come from. Look for the pathway out to stroll onto your trails of triumph. The only one that really understands your life is you when you start trusting your wisdom, insight, understanding, and clarity. And the reason for understanding instead of knowing, understanding is a platform you can walk on. Yeah, insight gives you into the world. Wisdom is something that's unique to you and nobody can steal it. Yeah, everybody, because we've been taught a one-size-fits-all from a school system that everybody thinks they know what's best for everybody. The only one that understands you is you. So you open up your wisdom, talents, and be willing to stroll through the thickets of Ick, opening your imagination, celebrating keen-witted energy.
That's beautiful. Robert, I'm just curious. You have done a lot of work around this, and you have reached to that state of enlightenment now. Do you still ever experience a bad day? And if that does, what works best for you?
Do you want me to tell you the truth or lie? Hell yes, I experienced bad days. Everybody, this is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's like one day you're on top of the mountain. Here's the thing I'm going to tell you that I've experienced. When you have a jailbreak and you get into the land of bliss, get ready. Because that spirit, the universe are mischievous, ornery, and they like to see me dance.
Mm-hmm.
And see how I dance. in unsavory events because you're never done expanding.
Yeah.
Because every day, every jailbreak is a temporary. Everything in life is temporary. Today, you may be walking on air. Tomorrow, you may be in the sewer of never do and have to don optimism. But it isn't how you go into it. It's how you walk, stroll through it.
Hmm.
When I'm having an unsavory day, my first question, why is this occurring for me?
Yeah.
Because life occurs for me to expand me out. So where's the wisdom? Where's the insight? And what are they showing me that's holding me back? On bad days are really the blocks in front of you. They're barriers.
Hmm.
And they're actually fissure your subconscious frozen in time representations from some time in your life.
Correct. And when we are saying that bad day, it means that there are some emotions inside our body that we are not liking, right? They are not giving us pleasure. So that's why we are labeling them as bad, right? So that emotion is telling us something. It's giving up some information, something, some guidance to follow up a certain path or deal a certain thing with a little more perspective. So it's just telling us something. So it's all about listening to that emotion. Don't label it as good and bad, and just take it as it comes and act upon it.
Bad days, liberation.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, we've been taught when something bad happens, we did something wrong.
Yeah.
Let go of that societized burp and BS.
Perfect, yeah.
Enough to understand, okay, this is occurring. Why is this occurring? What is going on? And a lot of times, admit that you have something in there and you can get rid of it. Admit and appreciate are probably two of the best words. I appreciate this, I admit it, and then I can get rid of it. But you always want to, and also get a vocabulary that is always letting go, unleash, unlock, let fly. And okay, what I'm willing to discharge and release this. What is the wisdom in this for me?
Yeah.
And never want to think and know, because you think and know your way all the way to yesterday.
Mm, yeah.
And today is about wisdom, insight, understanding, and clarity of your dreams. And you, something you really want to open up to is only speaking about your outcomes, your dreams, and your desired lifestyle through inspiration. And when you listen, when you're in the flow of energy, listening, you can never think, know, and be caught up in yesterday.
Mm.
And let go of trying to learn what's going on in your life. Open up to comprehend the wisdom of your day and say learn out loud and then say comprehend and see what you feel. If you don't feel the words you're using here, discover a better word. Because I tell you what, I did. I don't even listen to shows anymore that's got change, heal, create, transformation, forgiveness, and other words. And learn, think, and know. I stopped. And especially the word programming. Now, if you've got somebody that says use something with a program in, our subconscious mind's been programmed by society. You instantly go into a program. You want to listen for the clarity of the liberation of your own dreams.
Right. That's very true. It's all about being true to our own self.
And it's about being honest with yourself. See, another thing, truth and reality with viewpoints and opinions can be shaded.
Yeah.
One way or the other. So you want to listen to the flow of foresight, lionizing optimistic wisdom to expand.
Mm.
And expand instead of change.
Yeah.
What expand does is it takes the thinking memory mind and quiet. And what you really want to do is quiet that thinking memory subconscious mind with the words in your daily life. And you can mature and modernize the scenery in the subconscious. And I never listen to a show anymore that says the subconscious mind is what it is. The subconscious mind is what you're willing to image it.
Yeah.
And when you have some, see, I'll show you, it's a neat trick. Right here, this is everything I think and know and always done. This is where I'm going. This is all imagination, inspiration, intuition. and my unique talents throw me over here. This goes away.
Correct.
Just a little trick. Just write down everything you think you know. This is what you desire. And this kind of, I want to make an animation, blowing this up, and then with rain, with airways, with imagination on. Your imagination is energy, inspiration. It's all energy.
It's all energy. Correct.
Your mind is energy. So if you can take all that out and just use the word energy, you're in the flow of the go.
That's really wise, like pearls of wisdom. Robert, how can our listeners connect with you for more of such wisdom?
Hey, my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And there is some downloads, free downloads, but there is a lot of two-minute meditations. There's some keynotes. There's stuff there you can read. It's unpunctuated. The secret to reading unpunctuated writings is read them out loud.
Yeah.
Just let the flow. And don't get caught up in the unpunctuated. Just let the wisdom or whatever's in there for you expand you. Quit trying to think, know, and learn your life and hear your life. Open up to the inspiration, the wisdom, and your imagination. All that does is takes the thinking memory mind and quiets it down and allows you to expand, energize, and experience your desired lifestyle. That's the thing, not life, lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because you want to color your dreams. And the difference between possibilities and scenarios is, this is a possibility. This is a scenario. See the color? And the thing about a scenario, you can put the sea breeze as a bliss in it. Smell is the strongest sense. It goes straight to the brain. So if you can smell your brilliance or smell the sea breezes of easy, that will open you up. And if you're having a bad day, just smell the liberation.
Love that. Thank you very much for being with us today and enlightening us with your very unique wisdom, Robert.
Well, thank you. This is an honor and privilege. I have a lot of fun on your show because you're very wise and attuned to your own spirit.
I love what you say because I so much resonate with every word and sentence and concept what you share with us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
How did you enjoy this conversation with Robert A. Wilson? What was your key takeaway? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career-changing tools and resources. Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.